Okay. Today we have a chart, the fifth house Libra, which has already been analyzed from a perspective of a broad analysis. But today we're going to take this chart even deeper in what I call the expansive analysis. The expansive analysis, now it involves analyzing the aspects, analyzing the transits, analyzing progressions, identifying vibrational astrology midpoints, vibrational astrology proportional orbs. We're going to discover three and four planet vibrational astrology conjunctions. I'm also going to talk about tarot and Kabbalah and the intelligences and how they're integrated also with a lot of the energies that are just that are within this chart. Okay. But before we get started, I want to briefly discuss how this vibration that we carry into this lifetime, all of us, and how we can analyze our vibration to such a degree where we can discover these energies within us, which shape our personality design, right? Our temperament that we carry. It's not so much the four elements, which earth, water, fire, and air. Yes, those do give us a snapshot of our temperament and how we will flow through this lifetime. And that's why how we individualize, as we're constantly reflecting off each other, right, and learning about ourselves. But with the mental body and the vibration that we carry into this lifetime, we will explore ourselves, okay? And also we can train our mental body as it's growing from youth to adulthood, and as we learn about ourselves, to transmute a lot of the thoughts that could be focused in on the wrong, and we can redirect to what is more genuine, and we can say correct. Okay. That's when we're flowing in life. But how do we do this? Well, we have to experience the wrong, what we in duality we categorize as wrong in order to make the choice and choose differently, right? So, mental body, we carry these vibrations. We carry the primary vibration we carry that will modulate through this lifetime. And also know that the mental body will expand, right? We're all looking to be receptive. Once we expand our mental body, then our emotional body, which normally early in life feels the mind will feel contracted. And so the emotional body will be sending feelings and energies, frequencies that are trying to align correctly so that we can be receptive and be the full self that we aim to be in this lifetime. That's a lot. This is sort of an introduction that I think is important before we get into astrology, because astrology is just math. We're able to find the vibrations and the degrees, also categorize a lot of the attributions where we can relate when it becomes resonant and we feel the vibration from within. Then there is a little bit of a release and awareness, right? We expand our awareness. That's why I call this expansive analysis in vibrational astrology, because we've identified, we will contemplate, and then we can acknowledge that this is part of who we are in this life and how we project and become receptive. Okay. Mental body carries vibrations. We transmute the vibrations to the highest degree that we aim to be. And then emotional body, heart space, frequencies are projected and receptive. All right. Now, a lot of times we have to learn, especially if we have a lot of water and earth in our chart, what emotions are ours or not ours, even through the reflective process of others and how we learn with each other. All right. So discernment of aspects within. And that's why vibrational astrology can be so powerful, because we're going to identify the energies and orbs within us. Okay. These orbs are created from midpoints, what's called midpoints of planetary energies that are very real, that are being projected and reflected from our energy, our vibration. Okay. All right, let me share my screen and we're gonna begin analyzing this chart. Here we go. Oops. Okay. And we have, all right, as mentioned before, I've already completed a broad analysis on this chart. It was completed on September 15th. And it can be seen on the cosmicrepository.video website. All right. We, in the broad analysis, if you go back and watch the video, we talked about the ascendant, the descendant, the midheaven, the nadir. We talked about the houses. Here's the chart, and where I revealed more than just the 10 planetary archetypes. I included asteroids, north node, south node. I gave an overview of the quadrant system and how we develop ourself, which is the first quadrant, the personality development. We grow the physical body, mental body, and emotional body. We have family development quadrant, social development quadrant, and career development quadrant. I also associate tarot, because tarot is very powerful when it comes to symbol, because we as humans, when we have visual input, it is 90% more receptive than taste, hearing, smelling, and touch. Okay. Because it happens so fast. We are light, and symbols that we see are light reflected back. There are messages, communication within these symbols that hit the sub impact the subconscious very quickly. This is why tarot is very powerful, and not so much for prophecy, but for the symbolism of the subconscious, because the subconscious already knows all the symbols. It's just our conscious mind, which has to be trained through healthy habits and choices of contemplating on these symbols, will determine the impact on the subconscious, which will reflect back universal truths and expanded awareness, and will raise our consciousness and all of that. We also talked about the highest vibration of this chart. I only revealed one because it was just a broad analysis. But now we're going to get into the expansive analysis of the fifth house, Libra. This will be a three-part video, because I have a lot of information. I want to ensure that almost all of the importance of the energies within this individual is revealed. Okay? Because the more that we know about the energies that are orbiting within us, okay? Within our core essence, our divine spark, which animates this body, then the more we can be more in flow and know ourself and accept ourself and then become the creator, right? We're all aspects of the creator with our divine spark. Now let's get into it. I want to talk about the natal chart and the aspects. It's important to understand that the angles which create the aspects, they also have their meanings, which we can relate to. All right. So a conjunction, 0 degrees, this is when planets are close together, normally within 16 degrees or 10 degrees, depending on who's reading the chart. And these conjunctions, they cooperate together. It's like they're holding hands, right? And we can combine their meanings and the vibration which produces that basic energy expression. All right? It's going to be strong in when the sun conjuncts Saturn, they're going to work together as of if they were opposing each other, right? It's almost like there's an agreement when there's a conjunction. Now, soft aspects are called sextiles and trines. The sextile are the star-shaped symbols. Let me get my pen. Here we go. Sextiles are the star-shaped systems. Okay, and the trines are the triangles. Now, with sextiles, know that the energies between the planets, they are also working together. These are sort of the gifts that we bring into the lifetime. They're skillful. A sextile is going to reveal the energies as skillful, easy, free-flowing. And there's a sharing aspect. As for the personality, it's sort of like the personality can see the door, but just needs to make the choice to walk through the door. Trines, these are very powerful gifts because they reveal harmony, unrestricted energy flow, and talents that we bring into this lifetime. All right. Now, let's talk about squares. This chart doesn't have any oppositions. That's fine. But an opposition would be 180 degrees and opposes the two planetary energies are playing tug of war and they really don't want to share. Okay, there's going to be some conflict with others. There's going to be a need for balance, a need for awareness of these two energies or more that are creating conflict within each other that will play out through the personality. But this chart has two squares, right? You got Mars square Venus and Moon square Uranus. A square is when the energies are flowing through us to take action, and it provides a motivation, right? We're going to make changes, and this takes effort and determination. And the human mind enjoys comfort and n trying to know the predict the future, right? The human mind doesn't really is very uncomfortable with not knowing because the human mind gathers patterns. It analyzes these patterns, which creates our habits and our choices. So squares within our chart are actually beneficial because they cause conflict, and conflict creates growth. All right. Clear. Let's talk about the planets now. Yeah. We'll start with Sun conjunct Saturn. Let me change the color. Sun conjunct. So here we have a nice little relationship going on with this chart. 9 degrees, approximately 9 degrees, 10 degrees. And with the sun, this is all high level, okay? First vibration. We haven't magnified the natal chart yet and got into vibrational astrology. Wait, I haven't revealed the orbs and the harmonics with the 360 vibrations. This is the high level overview. A lot of astrologies will also analyze charts this way. So the sun conjunct Saturn, that with it being in Libra, fifth house, there's going to be a sun conjunct Saturn will bring maturity and a seriousness, right? There's going to be a reserved type of expression and a lot of self-discipline. Okay. This personality will proceed through life rather methodically and through their own efforts, through their own persistence. So there will be a lot of stern reflections and judgmental aspects that play out, right? But just remember that everyone that we are judging on the outside, primarily talking about people, not so much places and things, that, well, yeah, everything on the outside is a mirror for ourselves, so people, places, and things. But if, for example, I'm judging someone else, I feel the judgment, then that judgment is revealing within myself that this is something that I'm still hanging on to, or I'm judging myself because of programming, maybe from childhood or mother, father aspects, or even later in life experiences, which possibly could have created some type of trauma, right? It could be some type of guilt that is being carried forth. So that Sun and Saturn conjunction in Libra, fifth house, the self-expression house, is there to really hone in on these human aspects of judgment, of outside of self, the reveal judgment of self. Now, it's also going to be difficult to release and let go because Sun and Saturn conjunction likes to be in control of self, right? I mean, here we have Divine Father as the Sun, Divine Mother, or the mother aspect of Saturn, the dark mother, okay, the sterile mother that provides limitations, and yet the Sun aspect, the Divine Father, that's creating life and shining outward, and here they are working together. All right, this is a good conjunction, especially, and I say good in a way for personal growth, and it's probably going to be shining a lot of light on those two square aspects, which we'll get into. And you got Mars energy, which Mars and Moon energies that are gonna experience have these types of expressions. All right, so let's talk about the Saturn conjunct Jupiter. This conjunction, let's see, Saturn conjunct Jupiter. This is this entire cluster here in the fifth house, this self-expression house, is very strong. We talked about it in the previous video. Okay. I'm just going to reiterate that because it's rare that someone is born with five planets in the same sign. I've seen a lot of triple planet combinations and quadruple, but five planets is very strong in Libra in this chart. All right, so Saturn conjunct Jupiter, the aspirations are going to be tempered by realism, practical considerations. And what does that mean? Well, there's going to be this. Wait, let me make sure. Yeah, okay. So, making sure that my notes were correct, and they are. So there's going to be this systematic and a manner of trying to grow slower and more steady to achieve goals. And that makes sense, right? Because Saturn is limitations and Jupiter is about expansion, right? We remember also Saturn likes to remove superficial and unnecessary. The intent is more focused and there's deeper importance. And again, Jupiter is all about growth and expansion. So in the fifth house, right, we, with it being Libra, which there is this need to share in equal relationships, share equally in relationships. Well, in order to share equally, self has to be balanced. Libra's constantly seeking balance and equilibrium, and that will allow this self-expression to actually flow out more powerful and balanced. Okay. Just also with Saturn conjunct Jupiter, there's the tendency to be too hesitant or overcautious. All right, just know that is a type of expression that will be experienced. Pluto conjunct Jupiter. Here we have, again, another tight conjunction where Pluto is the source of your energy, right? There's going to be this compulsive and obsessive quality that plays out with the expansion and growth of Jupiter. So you're gonna aim high for success. It's inevitable. There will be a very broad perspective which can bring you very successful positions in your life, right? That energy is there supporting all of this self-expression that is displayed here in Saturn in symbol within the fifth house. All right. So Pluto, and let's just move on over. You got Pluto conjunct Mercury. All right. These three planets combined together, they're working in a way where you can probe beneath superficial appearances. And that's exactly what Saturn also brings. It cuts through the superficial and will allow you to express more deeply. But going back to Pluto and Mercury, there's going to be excellent concentration skills, and you'll be able to focus on your interests, right? There's also Pluto working with Mercury is also going to make you very observant of other people. It'll be you'll have a keen eye for inner motives and intents. Not many people are gonna be able to trick you or confuse you when the more you know this about yourself, right? All right, let's talk about some of these gifts that you bring in to this lifetime. You have Mars sextile Saturn, 3 degrees. So we have Saturn, Mars, right? And a sextile, just know that sextile is 60 degrees, okay? And here we can see that it's two houses over because you got Mars in the third house and then Saturn in the fifth house. This is 60 degrees. Do a little math, and then you get a approximately 3 degree difference, 63 degrees approximately. Okay, so that's how we know that there's a good sextile here. And you got fire and air working together that creates this soft aspect. Now, Mars sextile Saturn, the Mars energy is going to bring forth endurance, and there's gonna be this energy focus from your mental body to your self-expression house and area of life that will provide with Saturn endurance, perseverance, and of course the willing to work hard and achieve these goals that we talked about with your Pluto aspect. You're gonna aim high in this lifetime. So you'll be able to achieve these goals with this Mars energy in Leo, right? This fixed fire, and also complete objectives that you set out to accomplish. Now, what's also great about this soft aspect is that you'll have the tendency to choose realistic goals and pursue them in a step-by-step, well-planned manner. Libra will help the Libra expression with that fixed Leo fire. They'll work together to try to maintain that balance. Okay. You also have great concentration when focused on one thing at a time. All right. Saturn's going to make sure that it'll be easier for you to focus on completing that goal, or if you're just observing and learning. Which means with Saturn also working with Mars, on the subjective plane, which is the lower half of the chart, you'll enjoy working alone more because that's where you're more productive. All right. Moving right over to Mars. Let's see, that was Mars sextile Saturn. Now we got Mars sextile Jupiter. So this soft aspect is going to bring you the self-confidence and the vitality needed to complete these goals. You'll have a belief within you that you can do anything you want. That really applies to all of us, but you'll actually bring this energy into this lifetime so that you can fulfill your destiny, what you're focused on, and as you're learning and growing and expanding your awareness. Now, you will have this sense of type of success and failure, which will bring forth discernment, and you'll make the best choices that are for you, right? Not so much focused on others at certain points in your life. But when you make the best choices for you, then you'll be able to be more of service of others. So know that you also enjoy healthy competition, and you mostly like to compete with yourself, and stretch your limits, because that's what Jupiter is all about, expansion. Okay. Yeah, Saturn right there also that cuts away any kind of ideas of you wanting to be somebody else. Okay. There's going to be a hyper focus on self and expanding self and expanding awareness. Let's talk about Mars square Venus. Now, it says 0 degrees here, but it's actually Mars square Venus is, I'm gonna draw another square right here. Go up here. This is about 91 degrees. Okay. You can see 14 degrees Mars, 14 degrees Venus. But the minutes, it's only about 18 minutes or so that created this square. All right. And if we remember, squares, they're actually very helpful. Okay. They will allow us to take action, provide motivation, make changes. The determination of completing goals comes from squares, which is coincides exactly with what we talked about with your soft aspects. So Mars square Venus will bring this intense physical attraction towards the opposite sex. You got Mars in Leo, fire. You got Venus in the cold, fixed Scorpio water. All right. This is evident that platonic relationships will not work well. The friend zone with the opposite sex, you'll not waste your time. All right. Now, self desires are more intense when it comes to romantic relationships, more than the partner's desires, right? So there's this impatience about love needs being met, and that's gonna be your fixed fire and your fixed water that are constantly flaming up, and water's putting at not putting out the fire, but bringing it down. Mars is going to strive for a strongly desire for a love partner. Okay. And just subconsciously, this is strong. So watch out for burnout for this desire of romance. Know that when you're aware of this intense relationship between Mars and Venus within yourself, that's really all that's necessary, because the subconscious will attract automatically the desire needed for you in that point in time, that moment of time. All right. Let's talk about Moon square Uranus. Moon in Libra, fourth house, and Uranus, which is exalted in Scorpio, sixth house. Now, here, especially with Uranus, which provides no interest in the past and the future. It lives in the moment. There's this spontaneous and sudden impulse that the Uranus energies bring, which is great for the Scorpio energies, okay? Or the Scorpio expressions. Now, the moon has the archetype which will reflect from the past into the present. Our moods are generated. We use our memory. Habits are created. Emotions also are symbol for the moon archetype. And even our soul, because of past, or not past, but I like to say multiple lifetimes, because all there is the here and now. But our soul is linked to multiple lifetimes, and we can actually bring in from those lifetimes gifts or traumas, okay, that traumas that we're attempting to integrate so that we don't have to, so that we can heal and be more whole within our unit of consciousness. Now, the moon square Uranus will bring cravings of change and excitement, and doesn't really want to live a lifestyle with no surprises, okay? There's going to be this enthusiasm about the newness, all right? Which is great, because Scorpio expressions, especially Scorpio personalities, a lot of times they have that strong pull to live in the past. But with Uranus in Scorpio, exalted, it's sort of amplified, where it's a little bit easier to not live so much in the past, or we can use our unit of conscious, we can use our conscious state of mind to be more here and now. So this square, commitments will probably not be easy because of the day-to-day feelings that fluctuate. All right. Especially with that moon, I mean, excuse me, that Mars and Venus square when it comes to romantic relationships. Now, know that going back to Mars and Venus, know that this is also the masculine and feminine aspects within self. All right. That are being projected within, they're going to be projected out, which will attract exactly what thoughts are being generated, which creates the beliefs, and the energies of these archetypes are supporting those beliefs. But now that you know this about yourself and you can see the symbols, that's really what's needed for the growth. Because we've identified this about ourselves. We want to know ourselves, accept ourselves, and become the creator. You hear me? You'll hear me say that a lot because that is the simple formula for all of us in our lifetime. One more thing about the Moon Uranus square, their emotional freedom is important. All right. In a partnership, especially romantic partnership, the tendency of being controlled in a sense where you cannot express your emotions will not create long-standing commitments or relationships. Uranus in your sixth house with Scorpio is going to ensure and help align towards emotional and freedom. Okay. Right. Now let's talk about the last two within the second section. Let's see, we have Moon sextile Mercury. Moon trine Neptune, Moon sextile Mercury, right? And Moon trine Neptune, way up here. Now, a trine that's 120 degrees or more, right? Trines bring in the harmony, the unrestricted energy flow, the talent, which when we talk about multiple dimensional lives, you have this energy flow from other parts of yourself that's coming into this lifetime to support you with your soul's mission. Okay. The Moon trine Neptune, especially being a Libra, this is going to bring in the beauty and harmony that is desired in your environment. Okay. So, beauty and harmony in your environment will have very powerful effects to your emotions. This is the support that's coming in. It's really going to help that fifth house, self-expression house, and even sixth house when it comes to being of service to self and others and doing your work. Now, it's going to bring in these energies. The moon and Neptune's going to bring in these energies, but you're also going to feel very sensitive to disharmony or discord. Okay. There's going to be a gentle side of yourself, which aims to create that balance also. And it has just watch out for the tendency to sacrifice too much. Okay. Especially when it comes to avoiding an argument or a fight. Right. So Know that about the moon trine Neptune? The other soft aspect, moon sextile Mercury. Now, that's going to bring great encouragement towards others to express their inner thoughts and feelings. So if you work with that moon trine Neptune and moon sextile Mercury, those relationships that are created are going to help you with that balance that you're seeking. And others will have a tendency to trust you because you'll be able to read between the lines. You'll sense their feelings. And if you're female, which all the females, if females with these aspects, they will really attract the outside feminine more than the masculine. Okay. All right. Last aspect I want to talk about in your first vibration, your natal chart, is Neptune sextile Pluto. Now, this is very powerful, and this is a gift also brought into this lifetime. The energies that these two outer planets, these planetary archetypes, by the way, with Neptune, Neptune's going to bring in the motivation to seek a vision or a dream, right? That's the higher aspect of it, where the lower aspect could be more disillusion, which must be experienced in order for us to make the choice to experience the other, confusion. But I'm only going to speak on the positive aspects because that's what we're going to focus on within ourselves. All right. And it's not that we're ignoring the shadow side or the lower aspects. It's just we've already experienced these lower aspects, so we can let go of them and know now with the Neptunian energies, we have the motivation to seek a vision or a dream and manifest it and play it out. Okay. So Neptune sextile Pluto, it's going to bring tremendous opportunities for spiritual unfoldment and awakening. This is great. Neptune in Sagittarius, with all that Sagittarius its expression that is flowing through the energies of Neptune down to the fifth house of Libra with Plutonian energies, this is going to create potentialities where in this lifetime you'll be able to awaken very quickly. Okay. There's going to be higher understandings. There's going to be the opportunities for tremendous growth when it comes to expansion and awareness. Consciousness growth in this lifetime is very evident where you're here to not only serve others to the highest degree, but also once you awaken these higher understandings, and awaken is not an on-off switch, it's more of an unfoldment, right? That's why I said brings tremendous opportunities for spiritual unfoldment and awakening. I use awakening because that's sort of like the tipping point when we begin, where the spiritual unfoldment really begins to prosper forth, and through cycles, we begin remembering who we really are. But now, Neptune and Pluto, they're not, it's not going to be, the spiritual unfoldment's not going to be forced, okay? It's going to come from your inner self and the natural seeking to the depths, all right? Now, The spiritual unfoldment process probably began already. And just trust and flow and try to remain balanced, because this fifth house Libra is going to ensure that the energies flow through you at the appropriate moment in your life. Okay. So don't let the Mars and yeah, don't let the try not to just be aware. I'm not trying to create conditions here. Just be aware that we don't have to force the unfoldment. It's more of a flow state. All right, let's move on to midpoints. Now, with midpoints, this is when orbs are created within the chart. I'll show another slide in a minute, but I want to just very quickly go over the midpoints that are created in the natal chart, because I'll be going over midpoints through the vibrational astrology charts, which are way more powerful because they're magnified and they're very intense, which we can get to the root of the energies that are flowing and being expressed through yourself. But with the Pluto, excuse me, with the Mercury focal point in conjunction with Venus and Saturn, there is 13 minutes, a 0 degree, 13 minutes orb that's very tight. Okay, tighter the orb, the more intense the more powerful. Okay, so this reveals that you're a very mature personality and have the ability to understand others and what is important to them. We kind of talked about that already, but here it is on paper in black and white because of this midpoint conjunction. Okay. Now we have Jupiter as a focal point, and it has a nice zero orb, 48 minutes. Very small, very intense, with very two intense planets in conjunction with Jupiter, who is attempting to bring forth growth and expansion. So this orb and energy is going to allow you to be very productive and efficient. Okay? You're not going to zone out too much when you're focused on accomplishing a goal or attempting an area of life which requires growth. You're going to be very effective at removing unnecessary aspects that are not needed, that brings the highest success. So the compulsive nature of Pluto and the Saturn aspect, which removes all that is not necessary, right? The superficial. And Jupiter, which is striving for growth, this orb, this energy is going to be very helpful for you. All right. Now, moving on down to this midpoint of Saturn being the focal point. There's a 1 degree orb and a 0 degree, 13 minute orb. The Sun conjunction of Saturn conjunction of Sun and Pluto, overall attribution would be the ability to sacrifice for something very important. All right. And you also have with the Moon and Uranus conjunction with Saturn. You're going to enjoy your freedom. All right. Uranus is there to ensure this. But on a physical level, you can know that you'll want to express yourself in ways where you'll dress comfortable to feel unrestrained. Okay. This is normal, right? It's sort of like putting on a costume. So just be watchful for stressful related issues. And the reason why I put that there is because The moon focuses on the past, which brings the past into the present. But you also have Uranus here, right? Which is more in the moment, spontaneous. All right. So there might be some conflict that arises sometimes. And whenever there's conflict, that's actually, it's an oxymoron. It's a good opportunity for growth, right? We don't avoid conflict. We face it head on. We investigate conflict. Here is Pluto as the focal point. And we have a conjunction of the Sun and Venus. You're going to be very passionate and devoted towards what you're focused at. And almost like this humanitarian expression, you'll feel it. And that's the Venus working with that Sun. And that Pluto's going to make it more of a, there's going to be this obsessive nature. This is an aspect that will play out. The Pluto, Moon, Neptune, very sensitive to subtle changes and feelings, right? That Moon and Neptune, when you're using the Neptunian energies of dreams and bringing those dreams into reality, working with your emotional body, which is symbol through moon, the compulsive nature of Pluto is going to make you very sensitive to the emotional state, which will be beneficial for the mystical growth of yourself. And the unusual music. And the reason why is because Neptune is very high octave. It's the normal music probably won't be enjoyed as much as new music that seems not as popular. Well, and the same applies for art. And this is because of the left brain, right brain. The right brain is going to be very dreamy, right? So surrounding yourself in an environment where your imagination is free is going to be very important. And Pluto is there to help you discover these environments. Pluto, as the focal point in conjunction with Mercury and Jupiter, you're going to have an optimistic personality. Okay, there's that aspect of yourself which will provide inspiration towards others. Okay. People will look towards your types of expression and they will may want to follow or change their choices and do something new. You have the ability to push boundaries that leads to new perspectives and discoveries. Now, I've already done your vibrational analysis and I kept seeing this theme over and over, which I'll show you in symbol and patterns when we get into it. So know that Pluto, Mercury, Jupiter conjunction, when the midpoint and the orb that's created, even though it's 1 degree and not zero, it's still very strong. Let's talk about vibrational astrology now. Okay. We're going to shift away from the natal chart and now step into vibrational astrology. But first, I want to give a visual. Visuals are very important because once you have the understanding that hang on, I'm looking at my notes. I don't want to lose my place. Okay. Once you have the understanding that we are sound and light, and how we represent sound and light, this is when we can explore the harmonics within us. Okay. Now, over here, we can see that the first harmonic, this is basically our natal chart. Okay. This is our physical birth, beginning. This is our physical death, our final death, right? We have a lot of little deaths in between life. That's how we grow. But when we're born, we bring in a vibration that vibrates through life in what appears as a linear process all the way to our final death, which hopefully will be around age 80. Because we want to live as long as possible if our soul allows it. Because we want the impressions of life. We want to gather the impressions of life through the experiences that we create, which helps our consciousness grow. All right. We're always growing. And the more impressions we can get, the more growth we can get. Now, the way we magnify the natal chart and explore vibrational astrology, first harmonic is the natal chart. If we divide this vibration, let me change the color. We divide this vibration in half. Look, now we have two harmonics. Okay. We have magnified the first harmonic and made the sound, the vibration, right? We divided it. And this is how vibrational astrology works. Now we can analyze in a magnified way an aspect of your first harmonic with math. We divided it, and now we can go within this other half and explore aspects within it and magnify them. These are real energies, they're modulations of the vibration that we carry. Okay, this is how we can get to the fine points, the nitty-gritty of who we are. Same applies to the third harmonic. Now we've got the first harmonic divided into three waves, and we can analyze this aspect of the third harmonic. Same for the fourth, right? We can go within and look at the planetary energies that are being created or that are shining forth and creating orbs within us. So over here to the right, I tried to give a visual of who we are. Okay. We have the first vibe, which is the entire circle. We can just say that's our natal chart. And then when we begin dividing up these harmonics with we can investigate the orbs that are orbiting around us within our sphere of consciousness. And these orbs are real energies that are playing out, growing, allowing us to our consciousness to grow. So know that we really are on the inside, sort of like a universe, but we can view our sphere of consciousness, which our physical eyes cannot see, as a lot of orbs spinning around us, okay, like a solar system or an atom with electrons that are spinning around the nucleus. So the way we find these vibrations, they are multiplied by all the angles between all the planets by the vibration, which magnifies orbs of any aspects, okay? The square, opposition, sextiles, trines, all of the formula is the math is completed with the software. Okay. But I will show how. Don't worry too much about the math unless you're really interested. I want to show that it's real, and this is how we find the vibration. For example, if we want to find the eighth vibration of your chart, I've got the Deaconettes visible here because they're also, again, I like to include as much as possible when it comes to expression through the zodiac signs. We have, if we want to find the eighth vibration, the way we do it is we can know that at the 211th degree times the vibration. Now, 211th, that would be the house. Okay. So we got 30, 60, 90, 120, 150, 180, 210, 211. 211th degree. Don't worry about Sagittarius or Scorpio right now. 211th degree times 8 for the eighth vibration equals 1688. Now, we want to modulate this number. So we want to stay in the positive. So all we do is we can know that 4 times 360 is less than 1440. Okay. So we're not going to get a negative number. We take 1688, subtract it from 100, 1440, we get 248. All right. 248. We already know that this is around 211. And then I can't really see. I don't have the have it memorized, but let's just say that 248 is around here. 30, or probably around here. This is going to create a reflection point. Don't worry about the zodiac signs right now. And 248, because this, I failed to mention that this is your astrology chart, and the math is based off the fixed. Okay, I really should have put the fixed chart of the zodiac sign. So the ninth house belongs to Sagittarius, and it's going to be around 8 degrees. Okay, that's the reflection point. And then the Scorpio 211 on a fixed house system is going to be the eighth house. Okay, does that make sense? So fixed, 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 fixed. But this is your chart, and this the fixed house system is for the math only, and this is the fixed zodiac signs that which creates the reflection point. But your reflection point will be in result of this combination. Okay, so there'll be a strong orb created by the energies with this harmonic, these harmonic reflection points. Okay. I didn't want, yeah, this was, I was contemplating on not going into this, but I felt like it might be necessary, not just for the individual who I'm doing this chart for, but for whoever watches this video. So harmonic reflection points serve as energy exchange portals. Yes, portals. And these planets interact dynamically with the reflection points to express full energetic potential. There's the key statement right there. Full energetic potential. So when we can identify these energy exchange portals, which create orbs, these reflection points within us, we can know that this is a part of ourself that we can focus on and allow to express through us. All right. Okay. Well, let's get into vibrational astrology. I went through and I've already identified the strongest midpoints, which created the strongest vibrations. Okay. This is going to be an example of how the higher vibrations are created. This vibration is strong within your chart, but I wanted to, just for this particular vibration, show that the way that a Mercury conjunction of Sun and Uranus with 1 degree creates a 111th harmonic with an orb of 15 degrees, okay, 15 degree orb. This, the 37th vibration, is multiplied by 3 to create the 111th vibration. So, in a sense, we could say that this is the lower octave and this is the higher octave, just for our mind to sort of grasp what's being said here. We could even say that there's 37, we can even say that the 37th vibration has created 3 energy orbs or portals, okay, which made an even stronger and more intense 111th orb. It's just mathematics. All right. But know that with the 37th vibe, let's look at Mercury conjunct Sun and Uranus. Right here. Yeah, Mercury, Sun, and Uranus within the fourth house, Taurus expression, okay. We even have quincunx here. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Yeah, four of them. So this midpoint structure has created the 111th vibe of empathetic, charismatic reformer. Charismatic, excuse me. Throat's dry. Let me get some water. Charismatic reformer. Emotionally deep. Intellectually sharp with a passionate intensity that can light up the room. Right? We can kind of see that with the sun working with Uranus. And Mercury is also going to bring forth that quick intellect. All right. Ability to empower individuals and guide them through change while maintaining personal authority. Innovative thinker that uncovers fresh ideas, but needs to maintain the focus long enough to bring the ideas to life. That's also the Uranus aspect and Mercury working together. So this vibration that is carried forth within this midpoint structure, okay, it is very alive within you. All right. Up here is some raw data in the top right-hand corner. There's 3 additional strong midpoints that are fueling this 11th vibration. All right. This is only one of the many strong vibrations I'm about to analyze with you. But I wanted the importance of this slide again is to see how we come up with the 111th vibration. It's through the midpoints, the strong midpoints that create strong energetic orbs within yourself. Okay. We can see that Sun, Venus, Uranus, Sun, Venus, Mercury, which we just, yeah, Sun, Venus, Mercury, Sun, Uranus, Mercury, which we just talked about, and Venus, Uranus, Mercury. 4 very strong orbs. All right. Now, it's important to talk about the 4 quincunx that are relevant right here. The reason why quincunx These are sort of the hidden growth opportunities within yourself. Okay, there's going to be a need for compromise when these energies are flowing through, or when these energies are creating interference patterns within yourself with the other planetary energies that are flowing or shining forth. But these energies will need to be developed. Okay, there's a need for them to be developed. They're not causing conflict. They're not being brought in from another lifetime. These are sort of the secret growth opportunities. Okay, there's going to be the soul is going to bring forth a strong motivation for these energies to grow, which will expand your consciousness and your awareness to the highest degree. But here we can see that Pluto is quincunx. I'm just gonna say with these midpoints down here, okay? Because you get Pluto working 150 degrees or more with Mercury. Let me zoom in. Was gonna try to zoom in, but Pluto and Mercury and Pluto and Uranus, okay? Both in Taurus, fixed Earth. You got Sagittarius as the self-expression with Pluto. So the higher spirituality, the higher educational aspect in the 11th house, which is innovation, community, and Aquarian type of area of life that is shining forth in the 4th house, which is private life. We can even say mother aspect, mother house area of life. Okay, so mother's all about creating the home. Okay, let's analyze this a little bit further. There's potential for in the moment with the sharp intellect of Mercury working with the being present now, which Uranus will identify chaos and attempt to organize it. A compulsive nature of Pluto, there could be, we can think about the innovation that the innovative thinker potentialities that will be uncovered. All right. But Mercury and Pluto and Uranus need to work together to maintain that focus long enough to bring these ideas to life. It's the other quincunx. Now there, we're not going to talk about those because I'm focused primarily on the orbs of the midpoints, but you do have some additional support here, which actually not support, but another aspect of yourself that could have growth opportunities, which is revealed in other vibrations, which we'll get into after I leave this slide. Okay, so you're not missing out on me not describing these other quincunx, but the idea again is these energies need to be developed now that you're aware of it. Think, and really all you have to do is think about the 111th five, not so much the quincunx or the squares or the trines, because the attributions are already spelled out for us. Okay. There'll be a strong motivation for these energies to help you grow. All right. Let's see. Now I'm going to go through each vibration in more detail because the last slide was just to show you how vibrations are created. Now, if there is a prime number as a vibration, then of course that vibration is not built on top of another vibration. With the 17th vibration, the midpoint has created a strong orb with Pluto conjunct Sun Venus. Pluto, Sun Venus. All right, Pluto's at home with Scorpio. Loves being in Scorpio. You have the Sun in Scorpio, where this orb is on the 17th vibration, is as symbolically we can see is in the depths of the subconscious and the subjective plane. All right. And as with Venus there, okay, Venus' role as a planetary archetype is to manage the attraction. We can say attraction to the beauty in life, right? It also regulates the process of attraction. So here we have this empathetic leadership dynamic vibration, right? Venetian sensitivity. This vibration, this orb within you is going to, with the Scorpio expression, is going to allow you to develop strong capabilities and be sensitive to the energies of others that make them effective in leadership and human dynamics, right? Your first vibe, you're a Libra, and here we have Venus in Libra. So there's going to be that need to share with equal relationships. Okay, so you'll have this desire to connect and empathize with others. All right, you're going to thrive in environments that contain diverse perspectives that are honored, which provides insight and connection. Can you? Hopefully, you can feel that all of these attributions are within you. Okay. Use your clairvoyance. We all have it. Turn your eyes inward and look down within and see these orbs rotating within you. Aha, I see you, right? You're my 17th vibration. You're the one that's going to provide these insights to manifest. Okay. Just as it says down here, capable of absorbing a wide range of insights, beliefs, customs, and perspectives without prejudice or rigid assumptions. Well, this is obvious, right? We have Pluto and Sun in Scorpio. Scorpionic energies, this planetary archetype, these planetary archetypes working through Scorpionic energies of expressions will make a great leader, right? Non-linear and inclusive thinker, weaving together diverse viewpoints to create rich understandings, higher understandings. All right. The aspects. How? Why? Why is the 17th vibe so strong? Well, there are three squares with Mars. Venus is squared with Mars. Sun is squared with Mars. Pluto is squared with Mars. The conflict that is generated with this vibration, right? The motivation is going to flow through you where you'll have the determination to push forward, okay? To allow this vibration to play out. How it plays out in your life, we don't know, but know that we're speaking on energy moving, okay? And hopefully, with what we're talking about, when you compare your experience and for where past experience in this lifetime, and where you're at now, it's all about putting the pieces together. And know that for the 17th vibration, the energetic orb within you that we call the empathetic leadership dynamics is being motivated by Mars energy. Okay. For this Pluto, Sun, and Venetian Venus planetary archetype. And this is very strong. In this first house, right, the I am house, you're declaring your 17th vibe. This is the motivation coming down. All right, we have some squares also with Mercury and also your moon that are creating this strong harmonic within you. Okay. Or I should say, this strong orb, this vibration that you're carrying. So this is a really good vibration to begin with. Now let's keep going because this is just one midpoint. What's the next one? The 34th vibration. We can see the raw data up there. You have a 16 degree orb and the exact math reveals that it's 15 degrees and 48 minutes. Okay. Pluto, once again, Pluto, Sun, Venus. Pluto, Sun, Venus. Now, this vibration is the philosophical achiever influencer. And as I read these attributions, these very alive characteristics within you, try to feel the resonance, okay? Your mind might be critical and judgmental, like and try to focus on denial, but don't, because we are very powerful. And this 34th vibration is saying that there is a strong desire to achieve professional position in life, often driven by aspiration with social status. There's a powerful mixture of emotional depth, visionary leadership, and community focused on innovation. Passionate, spiritually driven, and deeply committed to uplifting others. You make a good teacher, can be a healer. Bold thinker with emotional intelligence. Intense dedication can lead to emotional burnout or self-neglect, especially when they prioritize others over their own well-being. So that's more of a lookout aspect within the 34th vibe. Okay. Now, to thrive with this vibration, learn to set healthy boundaries and balance services with self-care. This is the Pluto's in the relationship house. Okay, with Libra, I mean Gemini expression. So know that Venus is at home in Taurus. We have this tight orb that has oppositions over here with Sagittarius. Okay, oppositions. They don't want to share, they want to cause conflict with others or the planets, right? The planets need balance and they need the awareness of, hey, we're not getting along. Let's meet in the middle and get along. And once this is accomplished, the 34th vibration within yourself will become very strong. It's all about balance. It's not about allowing Pluto, Sun, and Venus with the orb that they've created to take the pendulum and swing it to the far right. And at the same time, if that does occur, the pendulum is inevitably going to swing to the far left. But maybe that needs to occur in order to strike a balance within these oppositions. And then the 34th vibration will be able to flow through you. All right. flow through you and be very obvious. Feel the vibration. That's the key here. Because the mind is taking in all this data, but the emotional body is what is necessary for these vibrations to manifest. Does that make sense? Okay, the eighth vibration, eighth harmonic. Energetic achievement drive is the name of this vibration. Okay, we have Saturn conjunct Moon Uranus. Saturn conjunct Moon and Uranus. All right. Now, as I read these attributions, know that these energies are potentialities within you. So there's this vibration will fuel an intense drive for progress. It pushes to break through barriers and uncover deeper truths. This vibration thrives on motivation, persistence, and the need to turn challenges into opportunities for transformation. There's a constant pull towards refinement, problem solving, and discovery to ensure that growth is not just imagined, but actively pursued. This vibration will face challenges head on and tackle tasks to reach the desired goals. And there is ambition. It's focused on unwavering commitment to transform, and it's also focused on achievement. Now, the eighth vibration is an action vibration. Okay. I'm not going to get into the first 20 vibrations, but each one has an overview, such as the eighth vibration is all about action. All right. That's why it's titled Energetic Achievement Drive. And we can look at the squares that are present here. Okay. Not going to go into detail, but know that there is going to be strong motivation pushing for this vibration to express itself with the Moon, Saturn, and Uranus planetary archetypes. Now, yeah. The Pluto square with Pluto in Libra, 12th house. This is a need for a motivation. Let me use motivation as the word because of the square aspect, to have this compulsion to obsessive quality to let go and allow the energy to flow through yourself, right? Which Uranus living in the moment, Saturn stripping away superficial needs or ideas and getting to the essence of what is needed. And then the Moon archetype will bring memories and experiences from the past in order to build upon, okay, not to live in within the present moment, but to build upon, and eventually those memories will be let go. Okay, 12th house, Pluto and Libra, and the new foundation will be established. This will fuel the energetic achievement drive of the eighth vibration. That's what I see and I'm sort of intuitively receiving that I felt like was need to be expressed. Okay. Then you have these other squares, which will be motivational factors, especially with the masculine and the feminine down here in Pisces. Okay, Pisces is 12th house. Here we have the Piscean energies in the self-expression house with Mars and Venus fueling this vibration. Very cool. Very good. All right. Your next vibration, 47th. Let's see. Yeah, the 47th vibration. Navigating unseen forces. Look at the quincunx that we have going on here. Right? So these energies need to be developed. And once they're developed, they'll be integrated. And this vibration, which is already very strong in you, could be a very strong potentiality, can become activated and then play out through self-expression. All right, you'll actually have embody this energy. Okay, so deep desire to uncover the unknown, guided by keen observation, intuition, and subtle signals. Challenges established norms and unearth hidden truths. All of this is up here in Pisces, Saturn, Moon, Uranus. Willing to take risks that disrupt conventional stories and reveal what lies beneath the surface. Driven by restless curiosity to seek and understand the full narrative. Profound connection to the mystical weaving together, coherent practices that resonates deeply with the soul. Illuminates the darker corners of the psyche and offers guidance to others with empathy, intuition, and profound insight. Resonates deeply with the soul. Very Piscean. Very moon. Okay. This quincunx is so powerful. The moon in Pisces, this is the soul speaking loudly. And we have Uranus here to strip away the past and future, live in the present moment. We have Saturn stripping away what is not necessary. And then we have the emotional depth of the moon, which will create new habits. The emotions will be felt, and Mars and Pluto in Libra are reflecting the energies to create this quincunx, 150 degrees. Okay. For these energies to be developed, and what I see is the magical personality being developed so that the soul can shine forth and walk the earth. Okay. Navigating unseen forces. This is the acceptance of this vibration within you and the powerful energies that are created that will shine forth and create new realities on earth. Okay. New foundations within yourself will be created, which creates new foundations outside of yourself. Got plenty of motivation coming from your sun, which is squared in Sagittarius in this vibration. Okay. And also here we have Neptune squaring. Looks like all three of these planetary archetypes. So to bring forth those dreams and ideas into reality. Right? Very powerful vibration within you. It's 12 degrees. Okay, it's not one of the strongest orbs within you. I've saved a lot of the stronger vibrations towards the end, but these are considered strong even though it's 12 degrees. We'll get into the 2 degrees and the 3 degrees, those stronger orbs later on. The video's already getting kind of long. I'll probably stop soon and then we'll continue on in part two. Let me keep going. All right. 22nd vibration, restless intellectual thinker, restless energy. All right. A lot of people can view restless energy as not good or not relaxing or doesn't know how to stay calm. Not true. Not true at all. Restlessness can be used to get things done, right? It's very important to know that anxiety, which a lot of people may classify as a degree of restlessness, but restlessness is just taking action. All right. Now, organized action is a little more healthy than just bouncing around in no direction. But the restless intellectual thinker of the 22nd vibration, we have Mercury, Venus, and Saturn. Up here in the raw data, we can see that this is, it's got, I create a distinction with the smaller orbs with these asterisks in all caps because the stronger orbs are more intense. Okay. The orb created in the 22nd vibration, 5 degrees and 57 minutes, with the placement of Venus, Saturn, and Mercury in Sagittarius, is very strong compared to the previous one, which I think was like 12 or 13 degrees. Okay. So the lower degree, the more strong, and the more we can focus on knowing this is a part of ourself, then the more this potentiality will unfold within our life. Okay. We can use these expressions within our choices to create whatever we want to create, right, within our experiences. All right. 22nd vibration, intensely determined and intelligent, who possesses a deep appreciation for beauty, versatile, adaptable, with an innate ability to inspire admiration and through piercing insight, learns to integrate external authority with internal empowerment, low tolerance for restrictions and rigid systems, with a strong inner urge to break free, explore alternative paths, and forge their own direction, even if it disrupts expectations. Unpredictable, but sparks innovation, pushes boundaries, and challenges limitations. So, within the self-expression house of Sagittarius, which takes all the knowledge and data gathered by Gemini, right? And Sagittarius balances out on the other polar opposite with the higher understandings and lets go of what's not needed. Here we have in the self-expression house the planetary energies that creates a tight orb innate ability to inspire admiration through piercing insight. So there's not going to be any small talk when it comes to expressing yourself here. All right. The restless energy is already there. Move quick, right? Low tolerance of restrictions and rigid systems. A lot of the old systems with the older energies, what we call the old earth, are fading away, and the new energies that are coming forth and supporting the new earth. So you will have this vibration attempting to shine forth very strongly, especially being 6 degrees. All right. You have the quincunx of the sun, 150 degrees, that is providing the motivation for these energies to grow. Quincunx of Venus and Saturn. You have the trines of Neptune. Okay. The harmony and the unrestricted energy flow will be coming from Neptune to shine on these planetary archetypes, on this orb. It's an orb, okay? It's a collective of energies that is within you. All right. So, very strong vibration. The next vibration we'll talk about. Now, when I first saw your chart, I saw this chart and I'm like, wow, look at this cluster down here. Well, even in vibrational astrology, your first vibe is very strong. So, know that with your Pluto conjunct Mercury and Jupiter, which we've already talked about, your Jupiter conjunct Saturn and Pluto, which we've already talked about, this vibration, which is all of us, the first vibration, it's just a lot of astrology analysis doesn't go deeper than the first vibration. But I like to use vibrational astrology attributions to sort of self-empower even more. Okay, so your first vibration, core vibration of a relentless pursuit of self-embodiment and individualization while seeking to manifest ideas into reality. This is the raw potential that meets the drive for self-realization. So important. Okay. That's why we split the first harmonic into the second, and then the third, and then the fourth harmonic, and so on, so that we have these aha moments and these self-realizations once we identify these energies within us. Okay. They're very real, they're potentialities. And then we go forth and we create experiences which open up so many possibilities. As long as we know we're guided in all moments, if there's six choices to be made in that moment, then when we know ourselves well enough and have accepted ourselves, then we can know that the best choice of those six choices in that moment will be selected. Okay. The highest potential in all moments. We're not going to blast off like a rocket ship, but we are going to flow, especially being a Libra, flow into this balance and harmony within consciousness. Okay. Fearless impulse to grow and embrace new possibilities without hesitation embodies willpower and independent action that drives towards self-definition through creating a life path. Compelled to assert uniqueness and act from inner conviction with a deep, authentic self-connection that provides courage to step forward into new beginnings. Okay. Very Aries. This is the reflection point, the first vibration on the fixed house system. This is our first vibration. All right. All right. Now we're going to get into four planet conjunctions, which makes very strong orbs. Okay. But here's the snapshot, and I'm going to stop the video for today because this video is getting very long, and we'll go into part two. All right.